Yeah, well, that was a demand from Alfred. He wanted to record, Alfred from Blue Note, he wanted to be recording clubs. He said, good things happen at night. That was his way of describing the music. So he wanted me to, he wanted me to record what was happening. That was what he was paying me for. I said, okay. So the band would appear in a club a week or whatever it was. They set the date, we're going to be there this week. I want to record them Thursday night, start to record them Thursday night, they tell me. So Wednesday, I'd have to take down the microphones. I couldn't afford a whole bunch of duplicate microphones. I had to take down the microphones out of the studio, pack them up, put them in the car, take my little recorder, which was really a tricky business. I had one recorder specially modified to do this. The other recorder I couldn't lift. You know that one, I believe. So pack all this stuff up, get the cables, bring the tape, pack them in the car, drive it to New York, Birdland, for example. What's the other club with the lady runs it?
Vanguard.
Drive up to the club the day before, find a place to park, unpack the car, bring him into the club, set it up for the band with the microphones, the cables, to the table. Now, where I was going to sit and mix this band. Now, a lot of clubs, some clubs didn't like the idea of that because I was taking away some of their income. So Alfred, who was a master politician, he went in and straightened it out, and finally they allowed me to go in. So I'd bring the equipment in, set it up at a table, taking two tables probably, and then with headphones, and the band was loud. Headphones got to get louder, otherwise you don't hear anything. And smoke, just the time they all smoked. Smoke-filled rooms, sit there till 2 or 3 in the morning. Everybody go home. I had to unpack the microphones, put them in the car, drive him back here, unload the car, set him up in the studio so I could use him the next day. That's brief discussion. That's not to mention one club I went to, I had to record in Newark. So just went through that same procedure, drove to Newark. At that time, we hired I hired a musician. Not a musician, he was a patrolman, an officer, police officer, to be security for me while I was in his club at 3 in the morning. So one of those little gigs, not that particular one, but one of them, I remember I packed it up, tried to go through this, set it up, and I forgot the tape. Embarrassing moment. So what did you do, right? You get in the car and you drive back to Hackensack and you pick up the tape. Untold story.
This is how you learn to be very careful.
Yes.